USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel voted late last week against recommending COVID vaccine boosters to most Americans. The panel did suggest that people 65 and older and those who are at high risk for serious COVID should receive a third dose of the Pfizer shot. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells CBS News that he believes that recommendation will be expanded in the coming weeks.
You know, we have to see how this plays out over the coming weeks because the data changes every day. I do think it was very significant that the FDA Advisory Committee voted unanimously in favor of offering boosters to people 65 and over and to others who have high-risk exposures like healthcare professionals. So we're starting down that path. They weren't convinced yet that the data required this for younger individuals who aren't at high risk, but I think some of the data we're seeing coming in, especially from Israel, tells me that it's likely that they will get to that point.
This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.